Morning Ireland, 18 minutes to 9, and what a year lies ahead for the political anoraks, the sophologists, the election watchers and the politicians themselves, those defending their turf and the young Turks eager to unseat them and claim their territory. We know there are local elections, European elections, two referendums, and could we also see a general election in 2024? Well, joining me, two political seers to tell us what will be and what might be. Gary Murphy is Professor of Politics at DCU and Gabia Gatvaskaitche is political reporter with the Irish Independent, and a happy new year to both of you. Gabia, will you talk us through, I suppose, what we'll call the political known knowns of this year so far? What is definitely happening and when?
So as you say, we are going to have this bumper year of elections and the public are going to have their say. I think certainly like they haven't in a long time, we are going to have those two referenda in March. We're going to have local elections, we're going to have European elections, and then the public will also choose a mayor in Limerick for the first time. A lot of TDs also expect a general election to be called before the end of the year. We don't know when that might be in the year. Is it going to be before the summer? I think some people expect that it'll be before the year is out, but perhaps after a giveaway budget. We do know that the focus is on those three parties, Fianna Fáil, mm-hmm. Fine Gael and Sinn Féin. There is a lot of expectation that Sinn Féin have every chance of going into government and are very likely to go into government. However, they will more than likely probably need to form a coalition. And if you look at recent polls, suggestions maybe there in terms of numbers that they may go into coalition with a party like Fianna Fáil. We know that Micheál Martin has not ever ruled out a Sinn Féin coalition. So the door has been left open. However, Fine Gael has very much so ruled out going into government with Sinn Féin. Mm. In terms of what are going to be some of those main issues for voters, you know, things like housing and health are always top of the list. Cost of living has crept in as well in recent years, seeing as inflation has been very high and people have found it very difficult. But also immigration, this new issue to creep into priorities for people as well, you know, fueled by a number of I suppose violent incidents, you know, refugee accommodation set on fire, and it's becoming a real concern for people. Of course, the Dublin riots as well, things like climate change and the economy lower down on the list. If you look at the latest Sunday Independent Ireland poll, but crime also now forms those lists of priorities too.
And the issue, as you say, are many and they are numerous. Gary Murphy, Leo Varadkar, of course, is the man with the starting gun on a possible general election. The others are locked in. We know we're going to have the locals. We know we're going to have the Europeans, the mayoral election, as Gabby has said there, and the referendums. But the general election, what are Leo Varadkar's options?
Well, his options are, I think, twofold. One is to, as I argued in the Sunday Times last week, is to go early, to go at the same time as the European and local elections, or even to go earlier again. And the other is to wait. Well, maybe three options. Wait until October, as Gabby said, after an election, although I don't believe in giveaway budgets. I mean, there's been no real movement in polls for the last 4 years in the immediate aftermath of any of the budgets. Or let's wait until this time next year, February 2025, which will be the mandated constitutional wait. And I just think the problem for Leo Varadkar is he was bounced into an election in 2020 that he didn't really want to call because of the tight numbers, Fianna Fáil getting antsy about confidence and supply. He could wait, like Enda Kenny waited in 2016 and what happened there. You know, the vote for Fine Gael seeped away, the vote for Labour collapsed. I think there's always a risk in government in waiting to the very, very end. Bertie Ahern was always a great man to campaign in the summer elections, bright weather, people more amenable to people knocking on their doors, looking for votes, and then you get this miserable, dank, dark weather of sort of November to February. So there's a whole host of things, but it constitutionally it lies with Leo.
It's not an exact science, is
no,
it?
No, but constitutionally it does lie with Leo Varadkar. Mm. He's the man who he can go to the Oras and ask for the Dáil to be dissolved. He doesn't even have to consult, although he will clearly with his coalition
and
partners, but it's the big decision. Really,
that's
of
what
his
I was
career.
Wondering there, and to bring Gabia back in on that, that it is within his gift. He's the man that goes to the Oras, but he has two coalition partners. How much communication will he have with both of them, do you think, Gabia, in terms of that decision about whether to go this year or whether to wait, as he can do, to the spring of 2025?
Well, what he said publicly is that he is going to wait for the government to, you know, complete its course, which would be March 2025. However, I think that Leo Varadkar in particular is somebody who keeps an eye on the polls. He's very mindful of how his party is performing at any given time, as is any party leader. But I think him in particular, he's, you know, as we know, definitely not a fan of Sinn Féin. And he's going to have to lead that charge if he wants to keep Sinn Féin out of government. It's going to be up to him to call an election at a time that he perceives to be the best possible for Fine Gael, so that his party can do as well as possible in any election. And so I think while he might consult with his party, with the other heads of government, I don't know if it'll be a consultation of sitting around a table and saying, well, what will we do, lads? I think it'll be more so telling them, this is the decision that I've made and this is what I'm going to do, as opposed to, you know, to taking their views and taking their advice. You know, I think Fine Gael is also in a better position than Fianna Fáil is. Fianna Fáil may go into that coalition with Sinn Féin. They may be in government the next time around. They're not as worried about it. Whereas for Fine Gael, it's kind of, you know, do or die, really. I don't know if there's many Fine Gael that want to go into opposition. The party has been in government for a very long time, so I think that might be a natural progression in some respects, and some people may expect that. But, you know, if they're depending on going into government next time around, the party leader's going to have to play his cards very, very carefully.
Gary, let's focus a little on Sinn Féin. Will this be Sinn Féin's year? They have the local elections to shine in if they can. They have the European elections to make a big presence, and possibly that general as well.
Yeah, and I think we all would expect that Sinn Féin will do quite well in the local and European.
They've been kind of consistently around the 30%.
They have, but also because they did so particularly badly in 2019. And there was rumours of challenges to Mary Lou MacDonald's leadership. There was certainly grumblings all across the party. And then they're all transformed within 9 months, 8 months between June of 2019 and February of 2020. And this is what happens in politics. Things can change and shift quite dramatically. But because of the poor performance, I think we all expect that they will do reasonably well. And this is what I think Leo Varadkar has to factor in. You know, if Fine Gael do really poorly in the local and Europeans, it's kind of then this effect of, you know, it's almost inevitable that you're going to do poorly in the general. But Sinn Féin have been rock steady at about 32, 33. There is a small dip, but I don't really give it too much countenance. And the big question is, I think Gabby poses, who do you go into a government with? And I, for one, wouldn't be putting any mortgage on Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil coalition. You have things like, let's take the housing portfolio. Would Dara O'Brien really want to hand over to Eoghan O'Brien when all the numbers look as if, you know, the government is making some progress on housing? Will Micheál Martin, after all, he's built a 35-year career in Dáil Éireann, in many ways complaining about Sinn Féin, saying that he's the real Republican he represents a real Republican voice. I mean, I think that would be a very difficult coalition to put together. The personalities are not good, to put it mildly. And then you have to get through party conferences. So I certainly wouldn't be putting any significant money on that. But it goes to show we have a very fluid political situation, and I think government formation after the next election will take as long as it probably took the last time.
Indeed. Let's toss between the two of you as we round this off. What about the future here? Michael McGrath, will he stay in Irish politics? Could he go to Europe?
He could.
Pascal Donoghue, could he be heading off to Washington? Micheál Martin, will he stay in Irish politics? Does he have an eye on Brussels? Gabia?
I think if we are going to see this rumoured exodus of really what are, you know, very experienced politicians who, and in fairness, like Michael McGrath, Pascal Donoghue, you know, Micheál Martin, they have been very, you know, they are a credit to Irish politics in that they are very experienced, and when it comes to things like budgets, making difficult decisions, etc., they have the experience and they have the knowledge of what may be the right decision to make. So if there is to be this exodus to Brussels or elsewhere, you know, the world stage for the IMF, you know, it may very well see be as a negative, I think, to Irish politics. Of course, then we see fresh faces come in as a result of that.
Indeed.
I think it's interesting to see how politics is being used, you know, as a leap. Irish politics being used as a stepping stone to bigger.
It is
things.
Actually. Will they stay or will they go, Gary?
I think they might stay. I think the next general election is really hugely important for both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Both are on record as saying that, you know, there are no vacancies and so those jobs don't arise. And I think there's also something sort of special in running in your own country for election, get into government, make the difference there. Will a European commissioner really make any difference? Like in 20 years' time, will we remember who was, like, do we remember who the commissioner was in 2000? I probably do, but I'm sure most listeners don't. Right. And I wouldn't blame them. Right. I tend to think stay and fight might be the order of the day.
Gary Murphy, Gabby Agatovic-Gaitche, thank you both very much. It's